we went on a tour and made a trip to Iowa, and folks, we're in Dyersville, Field of Dreams, celebrating 30 years. We're at the movie location. That's right. If they build it, everyone will come. And we're talking with Roman Weinberg, the operations manager. We're here at a beautiful day, sunny, few clouds, still great mystique with this site.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better, Jim. Thanks for having me on. And 30 years later, we're really taking this opportunity to retroflect and just give thanks for all the dreamers that come from all around the world. It took 2 weeks after the film hit theaters for people to start coming to this little baseball diamond in the middle of rural Iowa. And 30 years later, people are still coming in bounds, and they're coming in large groups, individuals coming from all over, all with their own unique story. And it's awesome to hear those stories. I could sit here all day and tell you about them.
Yeah. And I guess the neat thing is I look at it, so it's a 1989 production, but in the aftermath of it, really one of the first true examples of agritourism anywhere in the nation. You're using corn as a backdrop, you're using a farm as a backdrop, and then of course the nostalgia of Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones, and a big screen movie. That's the equation that has worked perfectly, I guess.
Yeah, it really shed the light on just the agricultural industry in the United States in general and farm country. I mean, not many other films up to that point had really shed the light on it. And the beautiful thing about our site is its simplicity. There's corn all around our ball diamond, and that's it. That's our site. So we literally haven't changed anything in 30 years, with the exception of a small few things to maintain the site. But it's simple, and the whole mantra of the story, you know, the Kinsella family is your modern Iowa farm family. So it was great to give people that inside look at the farm life in Iowa.
Well, so that's the interesting thing about it then is, one, I know you get baseball fans.
Yep.
But two, you get people that are involved in day-to-day agriculture too. So compare and contrast, I guess, the style of visitor. You get a lot of people here for the ag attraction, a lot of people maybe for baseball, a lot of people for both.
Yeah, I think the beautiful thing of our site is we attract all walks of life. You know, there's the baseball aspect of it, but the cast and the production crew that came in with the knowledge, knowing that the movie was a family movie. It wasn't about baseball and statistics and the hardcore baseball fan. It appeals to everybody, and that includes farmers. So we get farmers here, and it's kind of funny because they'll start walking up past the gift shop to the barn and start looking and taking pictures of the barn, and right away you can tell they were a farmer at some point or grew up on a farm, and ask about the age of the house and the barns and everything. So it's cool. You can kind of tell right away who's interested in the ball diamond and the site in general.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little inside baseball here. Har, har, har. How many weeks was Kevin Costner in town and the crew, the production here in Dyersville?
Yeah, it took about 15 weeks to film. So roughly 4 months the crew was here, and they actually had to come back. So from beginning to end, it took, you know, 6 months, but it only took 15 months for 99% of it. So in 88, the filming was done here at the Lansing Farm, as it is known here. And they came for one final shot. One shot was taken in 1989, and that was the winter shot. The scene where Kevin's sitting on the windowsill inside looking at the field covered in snow, waiting for Shoeless Joe.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because when you talk about 88, that's pre my smartphone and pre GPS. So you really had to try to get here. Was there many people like on, because I mean it's even with GPS it's kind of challenging to get here a little bit. Did you hear any stories about the onlookers that heard, hey, I think in Dyersville Costner's over there shooting some kind of baseball movie or something? I heard, did you hear much about stuff like that?
Yeah, so obviously in the papers and everything there was a story on it just about every week on just the status of filming and everything, and it was, they got NBC Universal got people interacted in the area to come out and be involved in the film. They had locals play fill-ins for the film, and it was really cool to see that. And then they also had people from the area, surrounding counties, be in that iconic 6-mile-long lane of cars. And they did that over a radio station. And that's how they relayed instructions to people, was radio. So it was really cool. And my dad, too, actually used to work at a dog track in Dubuque. And James Earl Jones used to hit the dog track to roll some dice on the dogs on his off time. So, you know, hearing those stories from people in the area about just interacting with them, seeing them out enjoying the city life while they weren't on set, it's pretty cool.
Was there stories like that in relation to Kevin Costner being in Dyersville or the area? I think I heard a little bit of Dubuque and things of that nature. Give me a Costner story if you can tell one.
Yeah, sure. So they did stay at the Hotel Julian in Dubuque. And, you know, one thing about Kevin, a cool story about him here, is a lot of people know that he went on immediately after this to do Dances with Wolves. And day in and day out, pretty much all of his time outside of the film was spent in his trailer working on the script for Dances with Wolves. So it's pretty cool just to see his work ethic at that time of his career. You know, I've heard nothing but great stories about people interacting with him in the area, but a majority of his time spent forward-looking, just on the next greatest hit for him.
Now, I think the Major League Baseball Network, were they here last year? I know Costner came back with Bob Costas and did a sit-down.
2014.
And a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was the 25th anniversary. That's one of my favorite moments to talk about. We had Kevin Costner out here, Timothy Busfield, who played the brother-in-law, Dwyer Brown, who played John Consall, and it was a great weekend on Father's Day weekend in 2014 to celebrate the 25th anniversary. So Kevin Costner was out here. We had a game under the lights, and Kevin took the field, and he's been a ball player growing up, so it was pretty cool to see him get loose on the field.
Yeah, awesome. And I guess if you can describe, just as we're talking to you on a Monday, nearing the noon hour, the 29th of July, just I'll let you be a radio guy here, and you kind of just describe to our listening audience what is going on at Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa right now, and why people should come out and do the type of things that are going on right now.
Well, right now we can hear the crack of a bat, people playing catch in the outfield, father and son and family members. The sun is out, there's a few clouds in the sky, beautiful breeze, and you're just hearing nature. You're hearing birds, and that's it. You're here in rural Dyersville, Iowa, and it's simple. So if you're looking to take a step back in time and just get away from the fast-paced life that we all live now, it doesn't get any better than that. Come take a step back in time at the Field of Dreams and realize everything that's good in life again.
Yeah. And the other thing you forgot to mention, you can hear the sound roam. You did. I'll give you about an A- on radio, but you didn't tell the people you can also stand here and what? Listen to the corn grow.
Yes, that's right, that's right. And if you listen hard enough, you'll hear some of those ghosts walking in the corn as well.
And you are you an Iowa boy? How does this, you know, you're here involved in the day-to-day operations. How does this kind of resonate with you? Because you're still a young dude. I don't even know you're born in 1989, but you an Iowa kid? A little bit of how this story resonates with you.
Yeah, I am an Iowa boy and proud of it. I was born in Dubuque, which is 25 miles east of here, and moved around when I was a kid, but could never get away from Iowa, and moved back to the Midwest when I was 13, and have stayed here ever since. Went to college in Dubuque, and this movie has played a huge part in my life, and I credit it to the values and morals and the story of who I am as well. It's part of me now, and I'm a huge dreamer and have put in a lot of passion in whatever I try to pursue, and it's kind of weird that my dream has coincided with the Field of Dreams.
Awesome, brother. Well, and I made, you talked about, you know, father, son playing catch. I made a trip with my dad up here, so you can bring grandpa, you can bring brother, you can bring best friend, sister, mom, grandma. It's those type of bonds and those connections. Now, I'm speaking specifically of a rural audience who would really get a bang out of this thing. And especially, I know you can tour the house.
Yep.
Now, that there's a fee for that, but it's just free to come here and play catch, run around the bases, do whatever you want, support the Field of Dreams movie site souvenir stand. But that's true Americana. And I told you, the thing that I really like about traveling here is there's not a lot of signage to get here. You don't see it. I prefer that because I think it's neat. That's the mystique of Field of Dreams, to try and get here, because I'm thinking, am I going the right place? I think that's kind of neat that there's not a lot of signage that protects, I guess I would say, that protects the truth of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, we market on social media and everything and try to keep up with the times. But, marketing-wise, we try to limit the commercialism, if you will, on the highways and things like that. People getting here, you know, I hear all the time how they almost get lost on the county roads. And that's kind of part of the magic, is you turn that corner and all of a sudden you see the lights at night, or you see that ball field peek out from the hill. And it's pretty cool.
All right, so can you kind of give me, I know you're just talking off the cuff here, we appreciate it, a who's who of, like, baseball that's made a trip here?
Oh, man. Well, the beautiful thing is we have an amazing event every Labor Day weekend. It's called the Team of Dreams event, and we have the who's who of baseball come out, legends from the games past that people have grown up watching on TV. Ozzie Smith, Reggie Jackson, Wade Chicken Man Boggs, Frank the Hurt Thomas. I mean, the list goes on. Cal Ripken Jr. was here last year for the very first time and got to come to the Field of Dreams. And all of these guys, one of the special moments of my job is seeing how this field speaks to everyone in its own special way. You've had guys, those guys, all of which I mentioned, have played on every major league ballpark known to man and currently existing, and come out to this baseball field in Dyersville, and they treat it with the same amount of respect, and they step back 20 years in maturity, and they're young guys ready to play out there again and get loose, and it's cool to see them interact and just be a normal fan for the day and just take it in.
Is there a day where a baseball personality on a non-event day like you described in Labor Day that just shows up and like, hey, I think that may be so-and-so that just pulling down the gravel road? No, is that him? Yeah, that is him. Has there been a story like that?
Yeah. Specifically one that comes to mind for me, not baseball-oriented, but Jason Aldean was here a couple years ago, just playing catch with his family. And
I hope he shows up on July 29th.
I know. He was wearing his hat and sunglasses. No one knew who he was because he was all hidden up. But, he started putting pictures out on his social media pages, and we're like, what the heck? Jason Aldean was here. Pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. So, I guess as we wrap up our conversation, just promote the site a little bit for people and why it still resonates today and why this is really a place you should come and see. Again, one, if you like big time, successful motion pictures. Two, if you like baseball. Three, if you like agriculture. So I mentioned three things that my listening audience, you gotta like at least one of those things. And it's a true like Americana trip. So tell people in the Midwest, across the United States, across the globe, why they should be at this place.
Yeah, well, it doesn't get any more Americana than baseball and the farmland here. And if, like I said earlier, you know, the beautiful part of our site is it's so simple. So take a step back at a time and come here and just enjoy what life is about. Everyone has their own story and draw to the field. There are so many stories to be extracted from the movie. Redemption, the pursuit of one's dreams, the human spirit, and making amends and righting an old wrong. And I love to say, we get 1,000 people out here, you'll get 1,000 different reasons why people show up. It speaks to them in their own way.
So the numbers, like, per year, what do you get normally come through here?
Last year, we had 115,000 plus.
out here.
That's a lot of people for Dyersville, Iowa. Well, Roman Weinberg doing a great job promoting Field of Dreams. It is a worthwhile trip. I'm speaking a testimonial because it's the first day I've ever made the visit here to Dyersville. Keep up the good work and keep up the great messaging.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, at the Field of Dreams, I'm Jim Taylor.